So when I was invited to give a 2-minute Dhamma talk at 10 Downing Street for Visakha Puja, that was the that was my theme.
Good theme.
2 minutes was really unfair. It's cruel and unusual punishment. It's barely halfway through an inhalation. I think it was the first Buddhist, first Dhamma talk at 10 Downing Street.
10 Downing Street. Well, 2 minutes is a great start then. Were there other religious people giving talks?
I was the only one giving a talk. It was for Visakha. It was the first time Visakha Puja was held. There was different Buddhist lineages.
Right.
And they asked, I was invited to give a little Dhamma talk. It was curious. It was for Visakha Puja, and there was murmurings that Rishi Sunak, who was the Prime Minister at the time, was going to be there. But then there was an apology that one of his assistants was going to be there instead, and the Minister for Religion and Faith and Community was leading the event, Baroness something or other. But it was the day that Rishi Sunak announced the general election. So we realized he was actually talking to King Charles while we were having our Vesak at 10 Downing Street. So he wasn't there for that. When we came out of the sort of famous front door, all these reporters and cameras photographers there. And usually, as Buddhists wearing robes and such like, we're the subject of people's attention. But we all sort of came out, have our picture taken, and there was a sort of not paying attention to us. They thought, it was pouring with rain. All these reporters are out in the rain. They've got their cameras. They've got their kind of video gear, and they're not taking any pictures of us. Strange. So anyway, we just had our pictures taken. Then we left, and then the reporters were still waiting there. This is really weird. And then we found out that that was the day that Rishi Sunak announced the election. So they had heard rumours that was going to be the announcement. So they were there for Rishi Sunak. So later that afternoon, he was out in the rain making his announcement outside that famous front door. So it was very auspicious. I thought of that about 20 seconds before I started speaking as a theme.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought, because it was, I forget the name of the minister, Baroness something or other, who was
Wasi. Baroness Wasi.
No, it wasn't her that day. It was she was a Caucasian baroness, and she was sort of hosting the event, and it was some comments that she had made that made me want to bring the presence of meditation and mindfulness practices in the UK, and the celebration of the Buddha's birth, enlightenment, and final passing away, and it just occurred to me literally like 20, 30 seconds before I was up to the podium, that would be a really good theme, and so because exactly as Lumpur was saying, it's like, yeah, this is all very well, these miraculous things, walking and talking as soon as you're born. Okay, but the real miracle is we can watch our minds. That's a miracle that is really useful. And it was only afterwards I thought maybe that the Baroness thought I was competing with her Christian birth miracles. Okay, your guy was the Son of God, but I was walked and talked as soon as he was born. So I wasn't trying to compete, but she was a little bit standoffish afterwards. So. it was a very sweet occasion, and they were very very good hosts, very good hosts. It was all non-alcoholic refreshments.
Okay, good for them.
She was good for them.
They did their homework.
They did. Which was not the case at the Buddhist Society, they say. I realise we're being recorded, but that was the case. They were sort of side by side in the same week.
Oh, dear.
Yes.
Okay.
So.
And thus has it always been.